Welcome to Sex Chat for Christian Wives.
We're four marriage and sex bloggers.
Discuss the naked truth.
What does God really want for the sexual intimacy in our marriage?
I'm Jay Parker of Hot, Holy, and Humorous.
I'm Chris Taylor from The Forgiven Wife.
I'm Gay Christmas of Calm, Healthy, Sexy.
I'm Bonnie Burns of Oyster Bed 7.
Today we're talking about marital aids, also known as sex toys. And the question is it okay for Christian couples to use sex toys? The Bible doesn't tell us whether marital aids are prohibited or permissible. So how can a Christian couple decide whether it's okay to incorporate them into their lovemaking? And folks, this is an area where the four of us don't have the same views, so buckle up, grab your coffee, and join us for this episode of Sex Chat for Christian Wives. All right, my friends, let's start by talking about why people are even interested in marital aids. What's the appeal?
Well, it's something different. It's something a little bit exciting. It's, you know, after you've been married a few years, things can seem ordinary. So I think sometimes it's just something to take you out of the ordinary.
And I think if there are chronic illnesses or health reasons, that might be another. But, you know, maybe we should define what is a marital aid or a sex toy.
We have vibrators, penis rings, masturbation sleeves, other fun stuff. Oh, is that a new one, Bonnie?
That's a new one for Bonnie. I know, I'm the little Miss Naive girl.
Oh, well, I cannot say the same of myself. And there are plugs for your rear end. I mean, there are all sorts of things. There are dildos.
Would pillows be considered marital aid?
Not in the sex toy
Not
way.
In this okay.
I kind of think of it. I think of it that marital aids is kind of an umbrella category, and under that is the sex toy category. Because you can make a case that like lubricant is a marital aid, but it's really not a sex toy.
Well, it could be, but depends on what you do with it.
How are you using this?
Well, I'm not going to say. No, it's really not that fun. You know, I think for most couples, the most common marital aid sex toy is a vibrator. And a lot of people, I think one of the other appeals of it is, you know, for many women, if orgasm is a difficult thing to achieve, a vibrator often is the thing that helps them learn how to do that. And, you know, anything that gives you an orgasm has its own, you know, appeal to it.
I think, but, you know, some of the stuff that there's even more extreme things in the sex toy world. And I do think that some items in the sex toy category have their appeal because they're essentially kinky, and they are kind of have a forbidden quality to them, and they're something new and different and different sensations. So I think some people are also seeking a high with some of the items out there.
Because of the pain pleasure?
That's one of the areas, but I wouldn't say all of those. I wouldn't say it's just that.
And there's a difference between doing something because it's fun and it's a new sensation and, you know, we're going to enjoy this together, and, you know, getting to a point where you really need that.
As in dependence?
Yeah. There are a lot of Christians who have concerns about using sex toys in the Christian marriage bed. And I think that's one of the concerns that I've heard brought up is, what if you become so dependent on what this object can do and make you feel?
It's a valid concern. I've had women write me and ask how they could detox, I guess, for a better word.
Vibrator detox.
Vibrator detox, how they could rehabilitate to orgasm. One lady said orgasm naturally, which I assume just meant without, you know, without batteries. So yeah, it's a real concern because you want sexual intimacy. It's intimacy. We heard Jay and I heard Julie Slattery this weekend at the Authentic Intimacy Conference, and Julie Slattery said a phrase that was really powerful to me, and that is sexual activity is not the same as sexual intimacy. And that's the goal, you know, of our physical relationship with our husband. It's love making. So if the pursuit is just the orgasm, I think we're missing the relational aspect of what God meant lovemaking to be.
You know, one of the things that appeals to some people for marital aids is that it does enhance intimacy. You know, if a couple has difficulty with orgasm, or if, you know, if they have some troubles, some difficulties that make it really, really challenging to enjoy sexual intimacy together, then sometimes sex toys can provide, you know, can kind of fill that gap. Boy, that's a bad choice of words. They can fill that gap a little bit so that it does actually ultimately enhance the intimacy.
I think that's true, but I will say this. I think that most couples, I think this is the other thing that I often hear from people who are pro-sex toys, is that they want to point out the couples that really have difficulty. And let me just say, I'm all for that. I mean, I understand that there are people for whom this is extremely difficult, or maybe later in life they have more difficulties. For instance, a husband keeping an erection. I mean, that's a case where it would be great sometimes to have a penis ring. However, the vast majority of couples, God has given us all the equipment we need to achieve orgasm. And my concern sometimes is that people grab for the sex toy too quickly, and they then get kind of into that, and that's sort of their go-to thing. And I'm not saying that that's all couples, but I just think we need to maybe take a little more time to learn how to pleasure one another with just what God has given us.
I think that's true. And I can see how that would become. I have to say, for me, I may not be the best person to talk about this. I have fairly limited experience with them, and so it's hard for me to see that part of people becoming kind of dependent on them, but I can understand how that could happen. And I agree that probably investing really some time, getting to know each other's bodies is probably the best investment, but I can also see that when things are a little bit difficult, or you're just looking for something a little bit different, I can see how they would be fine to use.
How can a Christian couple decide whether sex toys are okay in their marriage bed? I mean, the Bible doesn't say thou shalt not use sex toys, and it doesn't give us an example of anybody using them. So, you know, we're kind of on our own to figure that out. So how can a Christian couple decide whether it's an okay thing for them?
I think of the scripture that says everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. And I think we have to really look at that in terms of, is this really, as Bonnie has talked about, producing more intimacy? Or is this becoming something that's more about the physical? And I guess I just really feel like I've become actually less supportive of sex toys over time, I guess, because I've just seen that there's this huge rise in their use, and I feel like it's become this go-to thing that people do. And I just have some concerns about that, that they're not really building relational intimacy. But that doesn't mean that I'm against them entirely. I think that they can have a role, and there are times that they can be beneficial. But there are some things, like, for instance, a realistic looking vibrator. I don't really know, like a dildo, that a realistic looking one.
That looks like a penis.
Yes, that looks like a penis. I'm like, why is that? I that just doesn't really make sense to me, because that's not going to be, it's like a substitute for your husband's penis. Whereas I feel like a vibrator is somewhat, a regular vibrator, like a clitoral stimulator, is a little bit different. So I think there's also sort of gradations, and I wouldn't say that it's a sin, but I'm just thinking you have to look at the benefit to your marriage and your sexual intimacy.
I think one thing also is, Have you talked about it, and are you in agreement about it? I mean, it should not be, there shouldn't be any, you know, of one person pressuring the other, you know, we have to use these, or I've read about these, or this, you know, there shouldn't be, it should be something that they talk about, maybe mm-hmm. talk about why they want to use them and come to some agreement to experiment or try something. But I think it would be a problem if one person was insisting, you know, we have to do this. That to me, that would indicate, okay, we've got to talk about this some more and see, is this something that's really going to build intimacy for us, be fun for us, and not that one person feels under pressure to use something.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Yeah, you know, you're right. There are no real clear teachings about using these, so we have to use other principles of the Bible to make good decisions. I mean, you can pray for the Holy Spirit to help you with your discernment, and just some really ask for some honest introspection that if it is a desire of yours to use it, why? You know, really know why. Is it for variety and it's just a every once in a while thing? I think that's fine, because variety really is good for your marriage. But if you're dependent on it, I think you have to be really honest with yourself. And it's hard when there's a place in our sexuality that might not be as God-honoring. It's hard for us to be honest about that. So I would pray for the Holy Spirit to have a, you know, powerful presence in your decision.
I've heard from women who have said, you know, my husband bought this vibrator on the way home and he expects me to use it. And they do very much feel pressured, like Gay described. And then I have women who want to give it a try, and their husbands are the ones who say that that makes them feel a little unnecessary. And I think that's where you start to get in the way of it interfering with intimacy and being a barrier to intimacy. And I think I do know of situations where people use a sex toy to avoid intimacy and to avoid having to take that time to really get to know each other and to put the effort into the relationship. And, you know, I think that if people are looking at their motivations and their hearts and can ask themselves, is this going to be a barrier in intimacy, or does it help us grow together as a couple? You know, if they're prayerful about that, I think that they will be able to figure out whether it's beneficial to them or not.
I mean, I know that we don't agree exactly, but I really think we're a lot closer than, I mean, when I'm hearing what y'all are saying, I think that we might have a slightly different place that we land on the continuum, but we're all talking about adding to your sexual intimacy, communication with your spouse, seeking your motives, and praying to God on these things. And those are all great steps as you decide whatever you're going to do in your marriage bed. I mean, those are great steps to consider as you decide what's going to be part of your repertoire.
Something might work really great for one couple and be beneficial to them, and it would be very damaging to another couple. I was talking with a woman who has a fantasy that involves more than just her husband, and it is a sinful fantasy, and it's one that she tries to avoid. And one of the ways that she avoids it is to never get a sex toy that inserts, because she's afraid that that will trigger that fantasy life in her head, and she doesn't want to put herself in that position. But that's a matter of knowing herself and being aware of where a temptation is that she should not follow. And so I think that she's made the right decision for her.
I think it always comes back to the one thing that's the hardest on almost every topic we talk about, and that is communication. You know, it is just hard sometimes to talk about these things. But I think if you have uncertainty about the place of sex toys in your marriage, or it's concern about something your spouse is wanting to do or use, I think that it comes down to, you have to be honest, as others have said, with yourself, but also with your husband, and really get it out on the table and talk through it and start to build intimacy that way before you actually make a decision.
I just want to add something kind of on a practical level is I think sometimes some women are wanting to include a vibrator in their marriage bed because their husband really has not or maybe even will not take the time needed to figure out how to really get her to orgasm. And I guess I just want to speak to that wife and say, I have a heart for you. And that really is tough. And I think that you do need to have a conversation with your husband, because if you're going to include the vibrator, that does need to be something you both do. But you might also explain, look, this is something that I really, it's important to me to reach orgasm. And I'd like to include this vibrator, but I'd also really like for us to figure out how maybe we can do it with this, but without this. And maybe he would be more willing if he sees that. Because I do think some husbands are also shortcutting by saying, oh, I'll just use the vibrator on you. And I think it would be nice. I think it's a really beautiful thing. It's not a necessary thing, but it's a beautiful thing if your husband can get you all the way to orgasm on his own. So I know that there are some women for whom that's really, there's a percentage of women that that's extremely difficult. And so I don't want to be saying, oh, you're missing out and or you're not doing it right. That's not my message. For those women, thank goodness there is a marital aid that can help you. But I think more couples could get there than maybe think they could.
I hear from a lot of women who struggle with orgasm, because I wrote a blog post about that and a while back, and I still hear from women about that. And one of the things that I've heard a lot is for a woman who struggles to achieve climax, knowing that the vibrator will take care of it removes a lot of that stress and pressure of the will I or won't I, or will this be a time when it happens, knowing that there's sort of a safety net if other things don't work. But so many of these women have said that, you know, we try it the regular way and we take the time, and often it works without the vibrator, but the vibrator is sort of their backup plan just in case. And I think, well, you know, then you're using it responsibly, you're not trying to avoid intimacy. And if it helps you relax and enjoy things more, that's not entirely a wrong way to use it, you know.
I think those are really good points. And, you know, that just goes back to the whole sexual response, not to put in a plug for our sexual response episode, but I think sometimes husbands and maybe even sometimes wives don't really fully understand how women's sexual response works. And since it often is slower, you know, they may think, gosh, if we don't get something going, you know, if we don't get use something here, we're not going to get there. And so I think what Jay said about really taking the time to understand her sexual response and take some time to invest in working on it and trying to help her get there.
All right, ladies, it's time to wrap up. So, do you have any advice for our listeners who are trying to figure this out in their marriages?
I think it's just important to look at why you want to include the sex toys, and also which ones, if you do include, are the ones that are really going to be a support to sexual intimacy and not a substitute for it.
And, you know, I'm going to go a total opposite way that you all
go right ahead.
You all are probably going to just, your jaws are going to drop. But if you're a low libido gal and you have not really explored your real estate,
is this another location bit?
Not completely.
Okay.
But if you haven't explored, and it's okay to explore, and doing so with a vibrator can help you figure out what really feels good. So I guess my advice for the ladies who maybe are pre-orgasmic is to give yourself permission to use a vibrator. Here we've been talking about, there are other people who are having a really hard time embracing sex toys, and maybe they should. I know I'm just going off the deep end there, but.
I agree with you. And I think one of the things we didn't get into, and maybe we need to do another episode on this, is sex toys can be used for solo sex. And that is potentially a problem. It's also something that can,
right.
You know, if you're talking about a woman who needs to understand her own body, then doing so alone, it contributes to intimacy.
I'm very disappointed you didn't use the word real estate, Chris.
Oh, well, okay, real estate. Does that... I'm sorry, I don't think of that part of the body as real estate. I think of it as a playground.
Oh, so, mine or is a garden. Property.
Okay, yes. Kay's like, how do I follow this?
So, yeah, sometimes you just have to go to the beach and explore and figure out what the toys all do.
Exactly.
I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, watch out for seagulls.
I know Gay needs to have her say, but can I tell a story, a quick one?
Yeah,
I'll make it
sure.
Quick. So, last week, so Beauty and the Beast came out, and last week I went with a girlfriend to see it, which it was quite lovely if anybody's wanting to see it. But anyway, we decided we were going to spend the extra money and go sit in a Dolby theater. And I didn't really know what this was, but it's reclining leather seats. The vision, the screen is amazing, and the sound is surround sound. But also when there's a very loud sound, your chair vibrates.
Oh, so is that why it was such an awesome movie?
During the previews, this happened, and I turned to my friend and I said, do it again, do it again.
You had to come home and turn on the washing machine.
It was just a joke, I promise. But still, I was like, I did not expect this when I came to the movie, or a Disney movie.
Well, who does it? Yeah, well, you know, happy surprises.
And now there are wives everywhere running to Dolby theaters. I've
yeah. Honey, date night.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, oh, you know, that wouldn't be so bad. If you struggle with libido, then going to one of those theaters as a date night before you go home, that would be helpful.
It actually would get the blood flowing. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
I don't know how to follow. I don't know how to follow that.
Oh, yeah. Please fix us.
I'm just going to go in a slightly different direction, too, and just say, because I started thinking of this through our conversation, if you're a wife who cannot have an orgasm through intercourse only, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And you just need to explore how to have an orgasm with direct clitoral stimulation. For a lot of women, it's just actually a matter of physiology. There is nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
you can
You're
think
right.
about, is a vibrator something that maybe could help you learn to have an orgasm? But I just really want to say that there's nothing wrong with you if you cannot have an orgasm through intercourse, because a lot of women can't. And so try something else. Work on it. Talk with your husband about it. Explore different options.
And my advice for listeners trying to figure this out is to really think about whether it would add to intimacy or get in the way of intimacy. And I think once you've answered that question, you'll know whether it's at least worth considering or something you should just cross off the list.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Sex Chat for Christian Wives. We encourage you to check out our website at sexchatforchristianwives.com, where you can find show notes and links to resources. That's sexchatforchristianwives.com. Also, if you enjoyed our podcast, please take a few minutes to leave a review on iTunes so others can find the show. And tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to reach out to new listeners. We appreciate you being with us today, and we pray that God blesses you this week as you pursue healthy and holy sexual intimacy in your marriage.